Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Of course, we've pre-recorded some of these things so that you get to hear some interesting interviews with some of our guests. And this time, we're going to turn our attention to an upcoming event coming to the Des Moines Metro. It's called the Midwest Comic-Con, and with us in studio is our friend Matthew Morgan, and Matthew is one of the people behind the Midwest Comic-Con. He was with us about a year ago talking about the same thing. Welcome back, Matthew.
Good Thanks to have for you here. Having me, Michael.
You know, you are such a, and I'm not blowing smoke here because I just don't want to do that. You are such a kind and good guy. And you continue to do good things here in our community. Some people may know of the Iowa League of Heroes. You're closely associated with that. You go out and you visit kids in hospitals and, time after time, all kinds of community service opportunities. And so we're not just talking about the money-making side of a Midwest Comic-Con. You bring a lot more stuff to the table.
Yes, that's right. I appreciate the compliments. I personally believe that, when we're given something to work with, that it's our responsibility to do as much good as we can with that. And so, I've been given a couple different platforms, and I try to utilize those platforms to help as many people as I can. And the Midwest Comic Con is one of those things. And this year it's November 5th and 6th. It's downtown at the Iowa Event Center, same place as it was last year. And, we try to help the creators. We try to help the artists that come. We try to help the vendors that come and we also adopt a family each year, and we dedicate a portion of our proceeds to go to that family to help pay for bills and medical expenses and things like that. So,
and you're well connected in that whole world of oftentimes sick children, aren't you?
Yes, yes. One of the things that I do on the side really connects me to that world. We are able to meet a lot of neat families in hospitals and things like that. Yeah. So, it's just a neat opportunity and a neat chance to really do something.
Got it. So how did you get hooked up with bringing a Comic-Con to Des Moines?
Well, some friends of mine, a couple of guys that have been doing what's called the ICON, which was an event. It was a one-day convention sponsored by the Iowa Comic Book Club, and that has been going on for the past 12 years. And so last year was the debut year for the Midwest Comic-Con as a new venue, as a two-day show, and something that we could adopt the family and really start trying to make a difference. So,
and when we talk about comic, this is quite the rage all over the United States. Many of these things go on all the time. Can you kind of describe what a Comic-Con is so that folks maybe who have never been part of that world can get a picture?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Most Comic-Cons, I mean, I'm not a frequent Comic-Con goer myself, but just from simple observation, most Comic-Cons are for everybody that is a kid at heart. And it's just everything geeky, from sci-fi to your favorite TV shows or your favorite movies. And a lot of the people that come to Comic-Cons like to wear costumes. We have costume contests. You get an opportunity to meet some of the most famous artists or actors or TV stars or celebrities or whatever. And so it's kind of a mix of everything that's kind of geek cultured.
Sure.
And it's just a lot of fun for a lot of people.
So this is the name Comic-Con comes from the idea of comic books. So it's a comic book convention, and we just kind of shortened it to Comic-Con.
That's correct. And the Midwest Comic-Con is actually keeping the Comic-Con at its roots, as a comic book convention. A lot of the comic cons that you hear about all over the United States are more toward the pop culture aspect of it, but we try to include more comic book dealers, comic book vendors, and things that are associated like that, because we want to try to encourage, you know, creativity in the next generation, art, you know, music. We want to help people discover what their talent is so that they can continue to nurture it and grow.
You know, comic books as an art form, as a business, have changed so dramatically. When I was a kid, you know, you get a comic book for 10 cents, I think it was. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But I was in, my bride and I went to a local comic book store several months ago. I was astounded with not only the titles that are out there, and there's all kinds of different things going on. I mean, it's not just Superman and Batman or Green Lantern anymore. I mean, there's just tons of different characters, and the artwork is astounding in some of these things. It is really taking it up a notch.
It is absolutely phenomenal. There are so many talented people out there that have broke into the comic book world and have been discovered because of that. We had a gentleman last year that was here by the name of Jim Steranko, who in the comic book world would be notoriously known right next to Stan Lee of Marvel Comics.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Steranko drew, I'm not sure if he created, this is where our partners Scott and Cordell would come in more handy. They know a lot more of this information than I do. But Jim Steranko has had artwork in the Louvre in Paris, France.
Mm.
I mean, that's how skilled these guys are.
Mm.
It's just absolutely,
and it's
amazing.
Become quite a business.
Absolutely. I mean, we have this year some of the artists that are going to be here. One of them creates the stories and the illustrations for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Chad Thomas. We also have Tony Fleeks that does My Little Pony. He does the story writing and does the illustrations for that. John Ostrander, who actually created the movie version Suicide Squad and does the illustrations for that. He's going to be here. Dave Dorman, amazing talent there. This is the same guy that has been a guest at the San Diego Comic-Con or at the New York Comic-Con, which are two of the largest in the United States, and he's going to be right here in Des Moines.
And when you talk about these individuals who are coming to the Midwest Comic-Con in November here in Des Moines, do Comic-Con goers, they have access to these folks?
Absolutely. Yep. They get to sit in to discussion panels. They can ask them questions. They can, you know, find out where they came from, where they started, and how they got to where they're at now. And so, I mean, we even have, and I don't know if they're planning on being here this year, but we have an artist that just recently broke into Marvel. So now he illustrates for Marvel Comics. Because
that's kind of the gold standard.
Oh, man, he's honed his skills so well. I followed him for several years myself, and the guy is amazing. And he's always been in attendance at the Icon throughout the years. And so it was neat to see that shift, you know, and see him moving up the ladder, so to speak.
Mm. We're talking with Matthew, and he is with the Midwest Comic-Con. We're talking about the upcoming event, November 5th and 6th. That's going to be at the Community Choice Credit Union, otherwise known as, for us old-timers, Veterans Memorial Auditorium. Just can't get by with not saying that, you know, just kind of the deal. So where do people get tickets for this, Matthew?
People can go to our website at www.themidwestcomiccon.com and just, you know, look around the tabs, check it out. You can order your tickets. You'll find the ticket tabs and their buttons all over the place. So they can also visit our Facebook page and check that out. And, you know, if we have time, I would like to include a very important aspect of the show. In my personal opinion, this is one of the main reasons why I'm behind this, is that, you know, we adopt a child each year. And this year's child that we've adopted, his name is Talon. And he's a little five-year-old guy that has dealt with some medical issues. And so a portion of our proceeds each year goes to that family directly.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to pay for their bills and medical expenses and things like that. So what we're trying to do is build a or continue to hold on to a traditional hometown local comic book convention that's fun for the whole family. This is a PG show, and everybody can come down, have a great time. And behind the scenes, what they're doing by coming and showing up is they're helping this family in a time when they need that help. Yeah. We will dedicate a portion of our proceeds to go to that family, and hopefully, you know, we can get a good showing this year.
Good, good. It is called Midwest Comic Con, November 5, 6, and it's going to be here in Des Moines. His name is Matthew, and he is a stalwart with regard to this. He's done so much good in so many communities all across Iowa, and we're not just here in the Des Moines metro, but we're always pleased to be able to have him share our microphone so that we can share with you more about what he's doing. Thanks so much for coming in, Matthew.
Thanks, Michael.
Good to have you here always. All right, Matthew Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to duck aside. When we come back, more on this Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us.
Every breath you take.